think of Cardiff? This is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe, Chad Brosen. Sorry, man. I know we're playing crazy phone tag here.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. I was tied up on the line there.
I don't know where. You got a minute now?
Yeah, I'm free. What's going on?
Okay. I'm just looking at the merchant pre-qual form. Do you just need me to sign that, or do you need me to fill out additional information?
It looks like it's
filled out a little bit.
Yeah, so if you could just put, like, data, I thought you already provided me. Sorry, let me bring up your file here real quick. Give me a sec there. Let's see here. But, yeah, the only, like, we're not doing any more credit pulls or anything like that. Just because you're 50% owner, they just wanted to have it on the file here. So that's why I requested it. But yeah, we had already, because I thought we had, or maybe, yeah, because you had already provided me with that information. I think just Jennifer had signed the first application. Does that sound right? Yeah,
okay.
So she had signed it, and because you guys are 50-50, they just wanted to have it on file. So, I mean, it's only, for our database. We're not doing
okay.
Anything.
So you didn't need to tell, like, billing location, phone number?
Honestly, I mean, if you could just put in, like, date of birth, social, I mean, I could have done that. It looks like you already provided me with that information, so I probably should have just generated that in the document. But if you could just fill that out and sign it,
sure.
We just need the signature on file, so that's it for that.
Yeah, I can do that, definitely. Okay. That's cool. The next one looks like it's just a sign page. There was one that looks like the rest of them were just signatures, except I think one towards the end. Like, maybe it's the very last page. The ACH authorization form. Now, did I already give that to you with the voided check, or do you need me to fill this out again?
Let me bring that up. Is that the final page there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we still need you to fill that one out. Where are we at here? Yeah, if you could fill out that last page there. It looks like they're asking for Jennifer's. To be honest with you, on those final two pages, I'll just wipe those out for you guys, so don't worry about the last two pages,
all
right?
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a $250 fee and then a $350 fee. I'm just going to wipe those out for you guys, so don't worry about the last two pages.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see that there now.
Yeah, I'll take care of that for you guys. We're not going to charge you that, so.
Okay. Cool, man. All right, well, then I'll get this to you right now. Jen already has everything signed, so I just had a question on that first page, really.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Then I'll shoot it over, and then what are you thinking, like a couple days?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll get it submitted over to our funding department, and then they'll just give me probably a few closing items we need to get it wrapped up. And then, as soon as you can get the closing documents to me, then we'll get it funded in a day. So, right now, I'd be thinking like...
Okay, so this is just initial loan docs? There's going to be more coming?
So let me look on your file here. There's not going to be any more loan documents. This is it. The only thing that they might ask for... Actually, they might ask for I'm not sure what they're going to ask for. It looks like we have almost everything they're asking for. The one stipulation was a missing application from you. So the one thing that I might anticipate them requesting is just a June month-to-date bank statement. I basically have to get the documents to them, and then they might say, oh, can we see a June month-to-date? But as far as the loan documents go, that's the only loan documents you'll be providing us with. So.
Okay.
But yeah, as soon as if you get those into me today, I'll get those submitted to funding. They'll let me know, if we need any additional documentation to wrap this up. And then, typically we'll do a quick welcome call with you, which is like a 2-minute call where you just verify everything, and then it funds to your account. So.
All right. Good deal, man. Thanks for all your help. Appreciate
it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you got it, Chad. Sorry I missed you again there. Sorry I was out of the office yesterday. So.
When I send them over, for some reason, where I'm at right now, the fax machine kind of turns everything into almost like a JPEG. So they may be separate emails.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a pain.
Yeah. Oh, so you mean like scanning email?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
I can fax it to you. Can I fax it to you?
Yeah.
Can
whatever.
I fax all this over?
Yeah, whatever works best for you, honestly.
All right. You shoot me your fax number real fast if you got it.
Yeah, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
It's 888 234-0177.
888-234-0177.
Yep.
Do I need a cover page? Is it going straight to you?
If you could maybe put just like attention Gabe so they know where to send it. All
right. You got it, man. Coming right over.
Sounds good, Chad. Yeah, I'll get that over to funding, and then I'll we'll get this wrapped up for you. And I would assume we could get this funded to Monday, Tuesday next week. Just got to see what they say as far as, you know, if there's anything else needed, but we should be good to go.
Okay.
All right, Chad, we'll be in touch. I'll reach out to you after I receive it, and just to, you know, let you know we got it and see if we need anything else. But I'll be in touch with you either way. All right.
All right, man. Should I
expect that in the next? Are you sending that over?
Yeah,
now?
Coming right. Yeah, it's coming right, like cool. In the next 2 minutes.
Cool. Sounds good, Chad. I'll make sure we have everything signed, and we'll get it all submitted. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Talk soon. You got it.